is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
726, Governor Rauner joins us on a rainy Tuesday morning, taking it twice as long to get anywhere. It's rain, people. Accelerate.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Morning, Governor. And I understand that while you were on hold waiting for the show, you were doing a Willie Nelson medley. What are you doing singing Lukenbach, Texas?
That's one of my favorite songs. I was just waiting to get picked up. The phone was ringing there.
I didn't know you were a Willie guy. That's good.
I am.
All right, you remember, I don't know when it was, but one of the times you were in the studio, I said I would facilitate a reunion between you and the mayor. It doesn't look like you need me. It looked like you two are getting along fine.
You know, it was pretty funny last night. Diana was laughing. She told me at dinner that the mayor jumped in. Apparently, one of the reporters wanted to ask her a question about me getting along with the mayor. He jumped in and said, no, that's off limits. We're not talking about that.
Yeah, it was a good thing, but the point being that you and the mayor have a working relationship.
We always have. You know, reasonable people can reasonably disagree sometimes. It's okay. But we all wanted to solve problems and get a better life for everybody in Illinois. So that's what we're working on.
I don't know if you know this about me, Governor. I'm not a huge Mike Madigan fan. I don't know if you've ever caught that from me.
I picked up on that a little bit.
Yeah. So when was the last time you two spoke?
It's been quite a few weeks. I don't even remember.
All right, so here we go. I mean, nothing at all, nothing about the weather, nothing about the Cubs, nothing about the Blackhawks coming up, Bears season, nothing at all.
No, nothing. Shirley reaches out. You know, his wife, she's head of the Arts Council. She reaches out on different government things, and she also is in communication with my wife, Diana, because they share some interests. But the speaker made it clear that his focus is on the election. He's trying to pick up some more seats, and that's where he's spending all his time. He's not really thinking about other issues right now. And the good news is I'm spending time both getting the government more efficient. We've come up with a lot of good new solutions to save taxpayer money. But I'm talking with members of the Democratic Caucus, the General Assembly, one-on-one, talking about what kind of budget compromises we need to get after the election and what reforms we can get so we can grow our economy more, we can protect our property taxpayers from our brutally high property taxes, and what we can do around education funding so we can make it better. So we're laying the groundwork for what I hope is a grand compromise somewhere between November and January.
The budget.
Want to get back to property taxes, but Governor, first, we have to go through this all again in 4 months, correct? Because this is just a stopgap budget. So are we looking ahead
right
to that?
Well, schools. No, that schools, I made sure schools got fully funded with record levels of money for a full year. So that was great news. The stopgap spending plan, I wouldn't even call it a budget. It's really not a budget. A lot of things didn't get appropriation. It's just a stopgap spending plan to cover certain issues, and it gets us through January. Because what the leaders in the Democratic caucus said is, we're not going to talk about a balanced budget. We're not going to talk about reforms again until after the election. And at that point, we'll take it up. You know, if you follow Illinois' history down in Springfield, the speaker has always taken the tough votes in the lame duck session when everybody knows who's going to be seated and who's going to be leaving office in January with the new General Assembly. And you put the people who aren't going to be around anymore on the tough votes. That's the pattern they've done for decades here, and that seems to be what they've got in mind now.
And again, I just urge everybody listening, A, you got to vote. And B, you got to vote for people who you believe actually want to fix the state. Not for those who want to stay in power for the sake of staying in power, but want to fix the state. It's not that hard to do the research. It's not that hard to find out who they are.
No, that's exactly right. This is a critical election. It's all about, are you going to support reformers who are going to change the system, which is so clearly broken? Or are you going to support the folks who are there supporting the status quo and the existing system? That's why it's so essential that everybody in Illinois ask their candidates, whoever they are, for senator or representative, are you going to support redistricting reform or not, yes or no? Are you going to support term limits, yes or no? Even President Obama came to Illinois last winter and said Illinois needs redistricting reform so we don't have these gerrymandered districts. America needs redistricting reform. The president is correct. This is bipartisan, good government reform. It's what the people want. The people of Illinois overwhelmingly support fair maps, redistricting reform, and they support term limits. And the one way the judges have kept those off the ballot, they keep throwing off the voter referendum, even though we've collected almost 600,000 signatures for both term limits and redistricting. The courts keep saying no to a voter referendum, but the courts have said, yes, if the General Assembly puts those things on the ballot, then the people of Illinois can vote those up or down. So we need the people here, all over Illinois. Ask your candidate, ask your rep or your senator, are you going to support term limits and fair maps and get those on the ballot? Yes or no? We got to hold these guys accountable.
Continuing with the big story, Governor, the second installment of property tax bills are out now. Record property taxes, I think that was your quote saying that property taxes have risen three times faster than people are actually making in Illinois in the past 26 years. So when will there be some sort of relief?
No, you know, see, this is our number one tax problem. We have the highest property taxes in America. The system is broken. It's rigged to keep our property taxes high. And it's essential that we get the reforms. If we don't get the reforms that we're advocating, we are just at the tip of the iceberg for how quickly our property taxes are going to rise here in Cook County and around the state of Illinois. We have got to reform the system. That means pension reform. Excuse me. That means education funding reform. And that means economic reforms to make us more competitive so we can grow more jobs. One of the reasons our property taxes keep going up is our tax base keeps eroding. Companies keep leaving and going over to Indiana and Tennessee and Texas where they have lower property taxes and regulations that allow them to compete. We've got to change our economic competitiveness.
Speaking of Indiana, we know tons of guns are pouring over the border from Indiana. What sort of help are you getting from outgoing Governor Mike Pence or the state to stop the supply or to try to tamp it down?
Well, what we've done, I'm very proud of this. I just signed a new bill. We are dramatically increasing the penalties for illegal gun running, and we're closing some of the loopholes that were keeping the state police and our local police officers from being able to really penalize these gun runners. What's happening is folks are running over to Indiana and to other states around us, getting large stocks of guns and then shuttling them back here to Chicago, distributing to the gangs. And what we've done is we've closed the loopholes that allowed some of them to get away with it. And we've increased the penalties. Anybody who is not have a FOID card in Illinois or is not entitled to own a gun out of state, if they're stopped with guns at all, they can be both apprehended but hit with very, very large penalties. And we're gonna clamp down on this as best we can.
We just set a record in Chicago, 400 shootings, Governor, this in August alone. Has there been any thought of adding any relief, the National Guard, anything on a state level that we can do?
Well, what we've done at the state level is we've put in a large surge of state police officers to patrol our expressways. A lot of the gang violence is spilling over onto the highways. They're shooting on the highways and running guns on the highways. And our state police have done an outstanding job, as they always do. They've stopped a number of gang leaders who've been committing crimes with carjackings and thefts and robberies. And we're trying to, you know, increase our support for the Chicago police as much as we can.
Before I let you go, and I know we're all about out of time here, yesterday Gary McCarthy was on and was talking about the unholy alliance between the NRA and the Black Caucus downstate that prevented closing some of the loopholes we're talking about. The thugs that killed Dwayne Wade's cousin, one with an ankle bracelet still on his leg. Look, I don't care how good your lawyer is. I don't care what laws are out there that you may have found a crack in to get out of. How do we tighten this up? How do we tighten the parole system up? How do we tighten this up so these people aren't back on the street? And by the way, these people means anybody, black, white, brown, yellow, or green, that's carrying a gun and has been arrested for a felonious gun possession. Be in jail. Stay in jail.
No, that's right. We've got to toughen up. For violent offenders, violent criminals committing crimes with guns, we've got to be much tougher. What we've also got to do, though, is make sure for nonviolent offenders, for folks who have either a mental health issue or an addiction issue and are nonviolent, those folks, rather than locking them up with the really bad bad gangs to make them worse offenders, we need to focus on rehabilitation and job training and mental health assistance so they can be back and lead productive lives. And that's what we're trying to do in reforming our criminal justice system.
Vote for the people that want to fix the state, not for the people that want to protect their own interests. Thank you, Governor.
Thanks very much, Steve. Good to be with you.